Morning, everybody. I'm Denise, compulsive overeater. Well, this is my experience, strength and hope. I hope it helps someone. So I get a little bit emotional in the first part because my experiences of life were very tragic, no more so than or less than anybody else, I'm sure. But I've suffered every form of abuse, sexual, physical, rape, mental abuse, torment, and right from an early age, from the age of 8 right through till 2007. And I was so fragmented. And then I had mental health labels, loads of them, but I knew it was down to the traumas. And I can remember as a young girl, I must have been about 7. I can still see myself being so distraught. I can't remember why, but it was from then on. And I sneaked down into the kitchen and I helped myself to something. Went upstairs and I felt so guilty that I hid under my bed and I ate it. And instantly I got a warm feeling in my tummy and I got comfort and I stopped being so scared and frightened. And I think that memory stuck with me because then I used that tool. Before I even throughout my life that about me comfort. Consequently, I kind of with all my defects due to my PTSD and everything else would use that as a comfort, and I gained weight beyond compare, and my weight plummeted, and I restricted, and I was bulimic, and I was just was. I was in a horrendous state. When I came to OA. And I dipped my toe in it in 2014. A friend of mine that came to your meeting and others and had got abstinence in other fellowships for up to 30 years, she kept dropping it in my lap and saying, you know, as a friend, look into it. And I did a few meetings and then I thought, no, it's not me. And you're in denial and you walk away. But then one summer I decided that I would do this workshop in the steps, and I did the 12 steps. And from that, I was referred, or not referred, but suggested Al-Anon would be good. And also, I thought because of my weight issues, OA would be good. So I do the three. OA has saved my life when no other therapy did. And I've had lots, lots. I've been through every form of trauma therapy. To try and recover, and it worked to a point. I'm not knocking it, but OA worked for me. I didn't become abstinent straight away, and nor have I completed the steps in OA yet, OA footsteps, but I will. That's my next aim. And I have amazing sponsors and a lady that perhaps might know or not know, but in the fellowship that I really look up to, and I regard her as a sponsor, even though we're not, because she's there for all of us, all the time. And that's what I love about this meeting and the one before this, that everybody in fellowship is there for one another. Any time of the day, there's someone you can reach out to or go on WhatsApp and get that support. Nothing I've ever experienced in my entire life from a very little girl, which is why it upsets me, and I've got a teddy on my lap because it brings that inner child. Sorry. It brings that inner child out. That I couldn't help before, that was angry, frustrated, neglected, ignored, bullied, hurt out when I talk about the past, even now, even though I've let it go and done step fours and everything, it still reduces me to tears because.
I'm still grieving that, I think. So I'll work through that. But it was the steps that helped me. Sorry.
5 minutes.
Thank you. So when I joined OA Footsteps, I was quiet in the background for a little while. I really was curious about how I could do service and how I could qualify, and the key was abstinence. So, me being obsessive in a lot of areas of my life, I focused obsessively on trying to get abstinent. It wasn't easy, and I got angry with myself because I'd fail, relapse, and so I never declared any abstinence until I was sure I was really getting towards abstinence. And then when I did, it was amazing. And I don't know, doing meetings, offering myself up at service, doing training for different types of service, and having confidence built gradually by everybody in the fellowship to say you can do it. And as my mum was famous for saying growing up, take the tee off and say you can do it. And I am doing it. I have done it. And each time I do service, it really helps my recovery. Because I know that if there's something I've said, done, or helped, it's helped or protected one of you, or guided, or given some sort of message from my experience. And it hasn't been easy, and it's still not easy. And I suffer with mental health anxieties and things, and Lord knows what the actual diagnosis is, but they say bipolar, EUPBD, PTSD, you name it. But I know it's down to the traumas and the grieving of that and letting it go. And letting that little girl in me come out and play. And the only time I get to do that is either at one of these meetings, funny enough, or when I have my grandson once a week. And I think that's why we connect so much, because that inner child comes out and plays all weekend, and he just loves coming to me and cries to come and stay over. But, and that's great. And he's autistic and I love him. And I thought, well, does that mean I've got a mentality of a child still? Or is that child wanting to come out and play because she feels safe? And I choose to believe it is her. And I stay abstinent because I know that if I hurt me, I'm going to hurt that inner child. And she needs some nice times now. She can play. So OA has given me my life back. And I'm not kidding myself, I could lose my abstinence because I've had a lot of stress this year. Lost my dog, lost a loved one. And numerous other things that are stresses in my life right now, but I haven't lost my abstinence. And as of the 12th of this month, I'm 18 months abstinent, and I'm going to try and keep that if I can. But I'm under no illusion that tomorrow or the next day I'd be right back to square one. But you know what? Because we've got a 12-step program, and because we work it, and we feel we're worth it, I know I can climb my way back up again. And I'll rework my steps. And I'll do reach out calls. And I'll reach out to my sponsors. And I know I'll be guided back with my HP. Because most of, through doing the 12 steps the first time, most of the things that I've gone through, and especially doing them in Al-Anon, I have had not had a full experience of OA ones, but I know that I'm already helped by them. So, but all of those facets of my multi-personality, and I don't doubt I have because I've had so much trauma. But OA has healed it. OA Footsteps has healed it. It's proved it. I don't have to turn to food anymore. I just turn on a meeting and I reach out and I call. And I do service. And I think by doing all that combined with other outside things, obviously, my whole world's changed. I know so many people and I feel so close to them all. And they're all within fellowships and outside fellowships. My relationships have absolutely soared to an all-time high. And everything is resolving itself in its time. And I have true faith in my HP, my God of my understanding, because I feel his presence on a daily basis now. And I talk to
Isn't it
him all day
stunning?
long out
Oh.
loud. I really do. It's not so much a prayer, it's just an ongoing dialogue. And then I will pray if I feel the need. And it's my HP, my inner strength, and OA footsteps, and everything combined, and all of you that's given me this abstinence, as well as my own hard work, my persistence, because I'm stubborn. And I refuse to be defeated. I will achieve it if I can possibly achieve it, but I won't knock myself if I slip because I'm only human. And I know at any minute my disease could overwhelm me, just like anybody else. That's what we're all here for. So when that inner critical voice that overwhelms me quite a bit this year because of what I've been through, I get that peace the moment I log on to an OA Footsteps meeting, two-way prayer, any of them. There's one anywhere, and all those numbers in the chat and the kind newcomer rapping, welcoming, and it's just phenomenal how it makes you feel that you're not alone, that you are loved, and there is a life afterwards. And so what if we slip back sometimes? Tomorrow's another day. And just for today, I'm abstinent and I'm happy with that. I really am, because that's all I can ever hope for. One day at a time, one step at a time, one moment at a time, one second at a time sometimes. I walk out my door, I walk down the street, and I go for a walk to distract myself, whatever the time, whatever the weather. Rather than go to my kitchen, I'm pretty extreme with myself and quite harsh because I know if I'm not, that's just for me, my experience, I will relapse because I'll tell myself it's fine and that disease will win. And I'm learning every day how to quieten that voice. I have the more positive, uplifting step work and the meetings. And I know you can get abstinence. I've experienced it and I love it. And I've seen the other side and I don't want to go back to it. But every day is a fight and a challenge. It's never easy, but it's so worth it if you work it. It really is. And I don't know what my time is left. I've got such a
You
dry mouth and so nervous.
have 7 minutes, Denise.
If anything I've said today has triggered anyone, please, because my life has not been nice, but it is now. And then was then, now is now, and I know my future looks far rosier if I stick with OA Footsteps. I will never leave OA Footsteps. It saved my life. It's given me a family I treasure. It's opened up my world. It's made my inner child happy, especially the birthday meetings. And not just that, the whole thing, the whole caboodle, the knowing that there's someone out there that loves you, that identifies with you, that feels what you feel. That's lived what you've lived, even a portion of it, or some of it, or any of it. Just to know that we're all in the same place with our eating and that every day is a new day. So we lose our abstinence. So what? Tomorrow's another day. It's an ongoing battle, and we should be proud that we've achieved 24 hours, not just 24 years. I'm happy for my months right now. If I lose that, I'll be mortified, but I know how to get back. And I feel I'm babbling and I'm mindful of that because I'm so nervous, but may not have been as long as I'd like, but I think I'm going to bail now and go make a drink before I dehydrate. Is that okay, Judy?
Absolutely, Denise.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to my share.